Welcome to Futures in Languages, a podcast showcasing stories from UCF Modern Languages and Literature's Department alumni. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Giltner, and I'll be hosting this episode. Today, we'll be talking with Diego Croef, who graduated from the French and Francophone Studies program in the summer of 2020.
Diego, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you very much, Dr. Giltner.
You're welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit of your background?
Yes, absolutely. Well, my name is Diego Vilela Cruyff. I am from Brazilian background. My parents are both born and raised in Brazil, while I was raised here in Miami, Florida, in the United States. And I grew up in a very multicultural Latin community and grew up playing football, soccer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And very heavily involved with academics, of course. And I decided later on to attend the University of Central Florida and pursue a double degree in international relations and French with a minor in Italian.
Okay.
And this was really heavily inspired by my international experience traveling with my parents many times to Brazil and abroad, while also having the opportunity to have studied in France, in Montpellier, prior to beginning my degree at UCF. I studied at a linguistic school there, and this has really accumulated and developed into my own proper identity. It's become part of me is the languages that I've learned along the way and the experiences that I've had abroad throughout my undergraduate career. And this has pushed me into pursuing the same thing in my graduate program as well. But this is kind of who I am has been mostly a construction of these experiences that I've had, whether in France, in the Netherlands, in Switzerland, studying and doing exchanges, even during my degree here at UCF.
Excellent. Excellent. That sounds really interesting. So you grew up speaking Portuguese. Did you grow up speaking any other languages?
So English in school. I spoke Portuguese at home. I spoke Spanish while in school, but also playing football and my friends, a lot of people around me in my community did not speak English as a first maternal tongue, so I spoke Spanish as well. And then I learned French in high school, but also through UCF and in my programs abroad. And Italian I learned at UCF as well.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of leads me into the next question. So you came in with a French major, and did you have a minor? I know you said you studied Italian. So what other language programs did you study while you were at UCF?
Well, I just studied in with the French and Italian language programs. I considered taking German, but I was also involved with the Portuguese language program. So I was acquaintances with Dr. Souza,
mm-hmm,
and the Portuguese department, and I've attended some of her classes sometimes, and even went to their Portuguese talks, and I just wanted to get kind of an experience with Portuguese at UCF, but also give back. So a couple semesters ago, before I did my year abroad, I even hosted some Futebol events where I was talking to people from the Portuguese club about this sport that we play in Brazil that's a mix between soccer and volleyball. It was very interesting, but mostly I've just been, official studies have been just French and Italian language program.
Gotcha. And you did study abroad for both Italian and for French. I know French was outside of the UCF in France program, the language program we offered, but did you do the Italian like month abroad in the summer?
Yeah, so in 2016 was right before I started at UCF is where I did this linguistic school during the summer,
mm-hmm,
before I started at UCF. And the following year after, between my freshman and sophomore years, when I did the 2017 summer abroad in Italy with Professoressa Spina,
mm-hmm,
and there is when I had already taken one semester of Italian 101, and then progressed really quickly when I was in Italy, and I was going to do it again this summer, but unfortunately due to the coronavirus, I wasn't able to go again to Italy. And Then in 2018, I went to the Netherlands and stayed there until the spring of 2019 is when I started in Switzerland. And then I studied at the Université de Neuchâtel. Mm-hmm. And that's where I took, continued my French language courses there and literature and such. So I got that opportunity to do that. It was last year, yeah.
Yeah.
About a year from today is when I finished my semester, approximately.
That's amazing. It's amazing how different a year is, especially now. So what are your post-graduation plans?
So immediate plans, as soon as this summer is over, I am going to start my master's. It's called the European Master's in Global Studies. So it's kind of similar to international relations. And it is a program sponsored by the European Union, where you get to, it's a consortium of different universities where you get a joint degree from these different universities. And I was offered a scholarship to attend. I'll be studying at the University of Leipzig in Germany for the first year. And the second year, I will be studying at the University of Ghent in Belgium. So these are my immediate plans post-undergrad. However, post-master's program, I am unsure of what I want to do. I'm 100% sure I want to travel for a bit before I start my profession, but I've always been very passionate about the nonprofit development sector within international relations, and especially in Francophone regions. I'm actually interested in doing, during my master's program, an exchange semester doing in a non-European university. Mm-hmm. And I was looking to do it in Cameroon, where I would be able to study at the Université de Yaoundé, mm-hmm. at the capital, where I would be able to take classes in French about the development in Francophone regions. So sustainable development primarily. And that's really been the focus of some of my research and some of my pursuits during undergrad as well. And that's where I really wanted to apply not only my interpersonal communication skills, but my language skills, whether Italian, French, Portuguese, or Spanish, is what I bring to the table, especially with my other degree, which is international relations.
That's fantastic. That sounds really great. I know Africa is often looked at as such an undeveloped resource for business, for, you know, natural resources, but also business opportunities. And so it's really neat to hear that you'd be interested in applying your skills that you've developed through your education and through your life experience to furthering, you know, the organizations that are there in Cameroon or other places in Francophone Africa. That sounds really great.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm thankful that with the Romance languages, Latin-based languages that I do speak, I'm able to communicate with large part of Africa, if not all of it, and similarly in Europe.
Absolutely. Are you a little nervous about not knowing German going to a university in Germany?
Yeah, so that's been on my mind as of recently, and I think I'm going to have to commit myself with learning at least the basic German, since I'll be there for a year. And as well as in Ghent, I think Germans are pretty good with English, but my experience in Belgium has been that their English is not as good, and I've been to Ghent before. I've tried speaking French there because it's a bilingual country, mm-hmm. and they speak Flemish. And if you speak French to them, they're going to answer you in Flemish regardless. So I'm a bit nervous, but I think that if I get, I believe I'll get by, and either with English or with some other language, hopefully in Belgium, I'll be better off. But in German, I'll have to learn some basic German. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've alluded to it several times during our little chat here, but the importance of language for your future plans. The next question on the list is, how did the language programs prepare you for your future? I think that's, as far as linguistics is concerned, it's pretty self-evident. Are there any other aspects of language learning, you know, the classes that you took, the experiences that you had through the UCF language programs that you feel really prepared you for your future and helped you figure out what it was that you wanted to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the things that really inspired, because I began with international relations, my primary major, but French was something that really, it was something I was really passionate about. It was something that gave me almost as if, even though I was studying full-time as a degree student, it was something that, it was something I was passionate about. That I had the drive to go home and study for. And one of the courses that really was, I think, was a pivotal moment for me was actually during my senior year. I'm going to disregard the course I took studying abroad because that was a different experience in itself. But
of course,
I strictly speak on kind of the courses that really changed my perspective on things was French Literature 1, French, the Survey of Literature 1 and Survey of Literature 2 at UCF.
Mm-hmm.
And these courses kind of reignited my passion for literature, and it opened so many doors to different books and history of France and the world. And it's something that is what we talk about when we look at humanities and we look at STEM majors, that they don't have this humanistic approach sometimes, and that's why we need humanities, and especially in language. That's something that is so invaluable to your future career, and I think that it's because of my language skills that I am where I am today, and the doors that have opened to me that with the previous State Department internships that I've done two State Department internships, one where I was literally a translator for French and Italian news. I worked for the American Embassy in Switzerland as a translator, and now I'm working for the State Department doing research in misinformation and disinformation. And I'm focusing in Latin America, so I'm using Portuguese and Spanish. So this passion and this fundamental knowledge that I have came from a lot that I've learned at UCF, and of course through my experiences abroad. And some of the courses that really pushed me to think more than what I was limited to at in politics, right?
Right.
I was exposed to different things. I think that language learning is a holistic approach, that you can't just learn the French language. You got to learn the French people. You got to learn the French culture. And that has pushed me and developed my own individual identity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your identity already growing up was so multicultural, and you probably had a lot of different perspectives about events going on in your neighborhood and your life growing up from the different languages and your contacts with those, with different people, different mindsets in different languages. So hearing that you found the language useful for broadening your horizons and considering different perspectives about the stories that are told about world events, whether it's going on, and especially now, I think it's really interesting with your misinformation, disinformation focus, all of the information that we have flying around us about coronavirus, and, you know, even still world events happening, what's going on, the perspective I know can be very different, American news versus, even for me, most often, in addition to the French news websites, it's the difference between American news and the BBC. Even something such as that, having that different perspective, being able to consider an issue from multiple angles and different facets, it's really interesting to get the cultural aspect of the language also. What is the focus? What are the values and things like that? I find that really interesting. And I'm really interested in hearing about your research and what you've been finding out and everything like that. But I digress. As far as for people coming in to the French program at UCF, or somebody who's considering studying French at UCF, do you have any advice that you would offer someone either who's in the program now or somebody who is considering joining the program as a French major or minor?
Yeah, I think I have maybe a thing or two to say would be, surely I think going off of what I was saying before about the holistic approach, that language learning is something that teaches you, it's not only speaking a second language, it's opening the door to more than one country that speaks the language, especially if we're talking about French, right? You have the entire Francophone region, which it opens the door to communicate with millions and millions of people, right? Mm-hmm. This is something that it's hard to comprehend unless you get out there and you meet people that speak French and you interact with them in your travels, for example. Mm-hmm. So one advice would be to break down some of the stereotypes that you have of perhaps the French language or the French people, which oftentimes what I found to be here in the United States is sometimes negative. They've had much more positive light of, let's say, Italian and Italian people. But these stereotypes are very sometimes negative and oftentimes very wrong. Mm-hmm. And some of the most incredible people, and to me, one of the most beautiful languages in the world. So I think it's what I was saying, a holistic approach where you have to take in mind that there is a culture, right? You when you learn the language, you're opening also your vocabulary. You're seeing so much of an entire country and its people. You see how they value their food, their wine, their drinks, and how they are very proud and patriotic people. And you can start drawing the parallels with your own culture and your own people, and this is something that's priceless, honestly. And so I keep an open mind is essential as well, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard at first. There's a huge learning curve, and that surely applies to every language. And in the beginning, it'll be difficult, and it will be difficult for a while. But the benefits that you will reap is numerous, really. It not only professionally speaking, but on a very, very personal level as well. The fulfillment that you have, that you will gain this ability to speak to so many more people and get this, you become a more cultured person that it'll pay off better than anything else in life, I believe.
Excellent. Well, that's a great bit of advice, and hopefully our listeners will remember that and keep your advice in mind as they go through the program or consider what advantages might come from studying French at UCF. Is there anything that you could tell them about overcoming perhaps some of those frustrations where you feel like you're not making any progress or you're having difficulty understanding a linguistic concept and putting it into practice? Do you have any advice for students who might feel stuck?
Right. I think everyone who's learned the language has encountered some moment in time or some moment in their language learning process where they've been stuck. They've almost not necessarily given up, but found less motivation to keep studying, right? Mm-hmm. And I think what helped me, and I can speak from experience, when I went to France the first time and I started studying this linguistics school, I was placed at a level much higher than mine. So this could be something quite intimidating because your natural self is going to compare yourself with others. You're going to say, wow, this person speaks so well. And everyone has to understand that it's a personal thing, right? Language learning, everyone goes at their own pace. Some people study for years and some people study for a couple months and they have roughly the same level. This is something that should not discourage you. I've learned this the hard way. With all my language learning, I learned that I cannot compare myself to others in that sense. I've always had to be headstrong, of course, study plenty. And one of the things that broke me out of, and really helped me improve, actually, was not be embarrassed to make mistakes. And I think that's the biggest mistake that people make when language learning is that they're afraid to speak, and they're afraid to make mistakes. The thing is, people who speak the language, whose maternal language is French, maternal language is French, for example, they understand that you're making an effort to speak in their own tongue. And if you make mistakes, it happens. It happens even to French people. If you look at Franck Ribéry, right, the soccer player, he makes plenty of mistakes when he speaks on camera. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's something normal. It's natural. It's human. And these are the things that we need to overcome in ourselves. We have to think about it mentally. And we have to say, okay, I'm going to make mistakes. It's going to happen. But I have to put myself out there. I have to speak the language or not, I'm not going to improve. I have to make these mistakes, ask people, be open to criticism. Say, look, if I make a mistake, you're more than happy to correct me. And because people are sometimes, depending on the culture, they can be embarrassed and correct on certain things. And these are little things that you can do to improve your language learning, absolutely, and also make it a much smoother and fun process is changing it mentally within it yourself as well.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, that is, it's one of the hardest things I think for anybody to overcome is the fear of being incorrect. But for myself, I still make mistakes, even though I'm a teacher and I know the theory of the language, I know the rules of the language, but the application is often much more difficult because you're not looking at sentences in a workbook. You're communicating in real time and you have to remember, is something masculine or feminine, or what's the word for this? And how can I, if I don't remember the word for it, can I describe what this thing does or what I need it to do, etc. So I am in definite agreement with you as far as putting yourself out there and the risk versus reward of making mistakes when you're interacting in a different language. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. And I think that's something, that's one thing, additional benefit to that, to putting yourself out there and pushing yourself to speak the language, is that it opens you up more. You're almost forced to be a more extroverted person, and that you're forced to talk, because it's a fundamental part of the language learning is to talk to other people. And you're going to have to be more comfortable in uncomfortable situations. You have to get used to these awkward moments where you're not understanding, where there's this silence. And these are things that you learn while learning the language, and it builds into who you are as well. And it helps you become a person that is willing to speak to strangers, for example, and speak without shame about certain topics, and even speak in their tongue as if you knew. When I speak to a French person, and they reply to me in English, because of course you will always have an accent, and that's something that is part of you, is your identity. Yeah, a lot of people, most people, if not everybody, is unable to get rid of the accent, and that's something that everyone should understand, is that the accent is going to stick with you as much as you improve it. So one of the things that I've learned is that regardless of my accent, if they try to speak to me in English and I say, no, speak to me in French. And that's one of the things that the language has taught me as well, is that I take pride in speaking it. And at one point when you get to a certain level and you gain this confidence, you want to speak it and you don't want to speak anything else.
Yes, absolutely. That's wonderful. And you're open to that scary situation of, I want you to speak to me even though I might not understand everything. But then again, it's putting yourself out there and being able to ask questions for clarification and having that ability as well. So I think you and I we share very similar opinions as far as language learning. And again, that risk versus reward, the power of learning from mistakes.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Diego. I'm excited to have you in our lineup, and I am excited to hear from you in the future about where your studies have led you, will lead you, and the projects that you have developed for the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. The honor is all mine, and I really appreciate the interview and being part of this lineup, and I will definitely keep in touch with everyone in the language department who has treated me so well over these last 4 years.
That would be fantastic. Well, charge on, Diego, and we will speak to you again, hopefully in the very near future.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Futures in Languages. I'd like to give a shout out to Davideo Guy for our intro and outro music, downloaded from freesound.org. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Giltner, and our featured guest today was Diego Croa. Tune in next time to hear more alumni stories from Modern Languages. For more information about the French and Francophone Studies BA and other language programs in the Modern Languages Department, please visit our website at mll.cah.ucf.edu.